You have to indulge me just a little bit, Craig.
Okay.
This was the flip side to Have You Never Been Mellow.
The rains came down, there was darkness all around. They told me you had gone to find a new life. But you left no word of where you'd gone. I fell right to the ground. And I needed all the help I could get to set me on my feet again.
This is Olivia Newton-John for you. Singing just to me. This
real.
Oh, yes. She had a way of just reaching through the radio and, I don't know, her beautiful voice.
Kind of warm and fuzzy.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yes. So there she is, Olivia Newton-John. Long blonde hair, Australian. Maybe that's why I watch Dancing with the Stars so much, Craig. There are so many blonde Australians on that show. It's unbelievable.
Did you know she was Australian at the time?
I don't know. She had just a different way of speaking and talking, by the way. But we're here to talk about Halloween. And if you want to dress for Halloween, there are very assorted Pinterest pages for how to dress like Olivia Newton-John. You have two choices. You can either dress like Grease, like Sandy from Grease. Craig, if you ever see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I've seen the play. Do I need to see the movie?
Sure, there's extra things added into the movie that were not in in the play, extra songs as well. And then you can also dress like the Let's Get Physical Olivia Newton-John, sort of with that sort of aerobic kind of a thing, little bit of a throwback.
Headband.
Exactly, like that as well. So those are some costumes. Those are friendly costumes. Nothing scary about it. But we're here with Vanessa Klesta from the Lorain County Metro Parks. We wanted to call you Pumpkin Lagoon today. That was the nickname we thought of because there's a.
I was afraid you wouldn't show up.
That'd be Ms. Pumpkin Lagoon.
What's that? Yeah.
You got a problem with the chair?
Yeah,
there?
I can't scoot up here. I'm all right. I got it.
All right.
Is that a defective chair that we've given her this morning?
No,
she's
gave her
a
my
longtime
chair.
Guest. We should have like a special chair. Vanessa Klesta chair here.
But yeah, I like that idea.
We can give you one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except in donations, we'll have a name on the back of the chair.
You can put a little plaque right here on the desk.
Donated on for chairs. Well, you're here. There's a lot going on. The Halloween fair. Talk a little bit about that going on. When can we get out there and see all that?
Absolutely. It starts Friday at 5 o'clock. 5 to 7 is the family-friendly hours. And then from 7 to 10, the trail becomes spookier. You know, it's always just a fun event for the parks, and we've been talking about it and getting ready for this for months now, and we've rearranged. So even if you've been there before, we've rearranged the trail, so things are in different places. And, of course, we've added things and improved and had fun with it ourselves
along
the week.
Can you tell us about something you've added? What have you added to it?
We added...
Well, don't tell us. This is a
surprise.
Oh,
it's a surprise. You walk the trail and be surprised.
Well, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you're like going, oh, where's that part where that blah, 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 something or other things
well,
like that?
Well, let's say we moved the cemetery. How's that? So we put that in a different spot this
year.
This
is not front page on the Chronicle? They moved the cemetery?
It should have been. If you had a drone, it would be on the front page.
I guess so.
But Pumpkin Lagoon, of course, is still in the same place. But we did talk about moving that because years ago, when this first started... it was a different trail, and it was Pumpkin Hill. I don't know if anybody knew that.
No.
But the trail used to go up a hill, and that whole hillside was covered with pumpkins.
It's cooler in the lagoon.
It is cooler in the lagoon, but, you know, we were talking about some other things that could be maybe cool in the lagoon, too.
Hmm. Now, I know in the past you've had, I think, correct me if I'm mistaken, but you've had local high school drama students take part.
That's correct. And we still do, again, as volunteers along the trail where they are in the areas where, you know, you can get scared. And then I'm going to move along here because we have a children's discovery trail, which is also lighted up for Halloween fair with where the little green chew runs. So that and that runs all the time. And again, that's free. It's part of your $2 admission. And with that, mm-hmm. You know, you can go through the trail as many times as you'd like.
Now, with this Halloween fair, any other activities going on?
Well, there's games for the kids. We have a little racetrack where they have big wheels that they can race, and there's other games to play. There's food vendors there that if you wanted to make it a dinner, you could. There's chili and chicken paprikash and hamburgers and hot dogs and ice cream. So there's, you could spend the whole evening there.
Yeah.
And it runs, this weekend starts, and then it's the 23rd, 24th, and the 30th, and the 31st. And the 31st, of course, which is Halloween, on 5 to 7, we will pass out candy, so we'll have a Halloween trick-or-treat trail.
When people come along on this trail, do they sometimes dress up as
of
part
course,
of the fun?
Of course. I mean, sometimes I dress up when I'm working the trail. We just, the only thing that we ask is that you don't wear your mask on the trail, just because we don't want anybody to fall.
See where you're going as well.
Yeah. Yes, that's important.
Exactly like that.
Yes. Strollers are allowed. We just, again, ask that they stay on the paved trail and don't go into any of the houses.
Big production. A lot of people helping out. I assume Friends of the Metro Parks play a key role?
Key role. We could not do this without Friends of the Metro Parks. We do have extra parking down at our duck pond. So once that main parking area fills up, you can park at the duck pond and we'll shuttle you over to the main area. We're actually going to add a bus this year because we had so many people last year. We had people walking the road. We do not want anybody walking on the road. So we added an extra bus to help, you know, minimize that flow of people there.
Wow. I'm looking on your website where you actually have a map and a trail map as well for people to go along.
All the information is all on our website, which is www.metroparks.cc, and you'll find the hours, the time, the trail map, the vendors, the food vendors, if you want to know who they are, everything you need.
All right.
Where the restrooms are located, everything.
Robert Plant is on here, too.
Robert Plant?
It says Robert Plant. You'll have to find this. I don't give away too much because it's published information here, Craig. But on the trail, you will see Robert Plant.
They've got a lot of pull over there at the Metro Parks.
And, you know, he has a friend, Robert Plant, that is called Leave Me Alone.
Oh, where's my rim shot? I don't have it there this time.
And I have to tell you, we have, at the very end of the trail, we have a station called The Good Witch. So when you get off the trail and you're all done, you go see The Good Witch, and she reminds you that it is all make-believe and nothing's going to hurt you, and she'll sprinkle some magic dust on you so you have no nightmares.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Nice. What? I'm just...
you're kind of downplaying that. Well, magic dust is important.
I understand that.
Especially when you're 6 years old.
Oh, sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. So he starts this...
It starts this Friday at 5 o'clock. So come on out to Carlisle Reservation. Check out our Halloween walk.
Vanessa Cluster with Lorain County Metro Parks. Thank you for stopping in this morning.
It's always a pleasure. I'm glad we made it through the whole time.
Like most Ohioans.